How can one possibly memorize an incredibly complex mathematical function? Easy, if you think about it the proper way. For this example to work well, we will be using numbers in hexadecimal. Some of our systems have an option for using this more computer code-friendly number format of base 16 instead of the traditional base 10. But since we do not have six additional number figures beyond 9, we will make use of letters, such as A, B, C, D, E, and F. Now, turn your puzzles, codes, and secrets book to the ZorroX, or reference table page. You will soon see a pattern. You can photocopy this page and keep it with you in a purse or a wallet, but you will soon learn how to not need it. You will also find that there are only 56 unique transforms to learn. Similar to learning a multiplication table in elementary school. Roulette. Split the hexadecimal numbers into a single digit. Each single digit can each be operated on without disrupting the formula. Rule B. Anything XOR with 0 is the same value. Rule C. Numerical order is not important. 3 XOR 4 and 4 XOR 3 are the same. Rule D. If 7 is a value, the smaller of the two can be subtracted, as long as the values are less than 8. Rule E, if one of the values is 7 or 8, the sequence is in numerical order, but shifted. F is in numerical order, but reversed from F to 0. Rule F, each even number, plus 1 to that even number, are swapped pairs. For example, the sequence of 4 is 4, 5, 6, 7, 0, and 1 and so on, where 5 is 5, 4, 7, 6, 1, and 0 and so on. By memorizing these simple rules, you too can perform the Zorro encryption in your head. Now practice copying down encryption keys and messages for you to do right now. Please take out your field notebook and decrypt the message. You may use the Zorro reference table if you wish for this lesson.